on FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is Mike Naylor
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
And it was a day of glorious colour and pageantry in St Albans as the Cathedral and Abbey Church commemorated the first British Christian martyr in its annual pilgrimage. And our man Stephen Fletcher was there.
It was a fine morning as the procession started from St Peter's Church down St Peter's Street towards the Cathedral and Abbey Church dedicated to St Albans. Hundreds of people thronged the streets, eager to see the giant, colourful puppets towering over 10 feet high as they processed down St Peter's Street towards the Old Town Hall, followed by the mayor with his mace-bearer in full regalia, then the archbishops, bishops, clergy, then cubs and scouts with members of the public following along behind, all accompanied by the St Albans Brass Band. The Dean of St Albans welcomed the visiting dignitaries and set the scene.
So this morning we are reenacting the last journey that Alban took 1700 years ago from Verulamium to his death at the place where the abbey now stands.
St Albans was tried and found guilty of being a Christian and of harbouring a priest.
As he reached the summit, Holy Alban asked God to give him water, and at once a continuous spring bubbled up at his feet.
And as those words were spoken, water sprayed down upon the crowd, courtesy of the Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue Service.
Oh, they're going that way now.
Behold the miraculous spring! Lord God, as Alban passed through the waters to death and glory, guide us through all the trials of this life. Keep us in the way you have chosen for us. Lead us where you would have us go. And may your Holy Spirit be a spring of life in us, until we come at last to see you face to face. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bishop of Canterbury then addressed the crowds from the balcony of the Old Town Hall.
I've got the best seat in the house, have you? You can see everyone, this huge procession coming down the road. It's absolutely amazing. We hear the word martyr a great deal. We're always seeing it in the newspapers, and it's always to do with battered things. And as we watch him today, we remember what we are called to receive from God ourselves. Amen.
The procession then continued, dragging poor Alban to the west door of the abbey, where, despite it being well before the watershed, Alban was beheaded in front of the assembled crowds at the very spot where his cathedral now stands. Everyone then followed the dignitaries, the archbishops, the bishops, and all the rest of the congregation into the cathedral to begin the Eucharist service in commemoration for the life of Alban. From that time onwards, known as St. Alban, Britain's first Christian martyr.
Some amazing pictures of the Alban pilgrimage on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. that report from Stephen Fletcher from the Auburn annual pilgrimage here on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, hearts and bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.